Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 47, How to Break Through Your Current Limits. This episode covers why you can't break through your current limits and a roadmap to break the glass ceiling and see what's possible for you. Cool, so this week, I suppose, in a bit of news, I started teaching jiu-jitsu for the first time, which was unreal. So I was chatting about that in my stories this week. It's happening, a funny twist of fate. If you look at my... So this will be what? Today would be Monday when you're listening to this. My post on Saturday, I was chatting about it, about following the sparks, and people were liking those stories. So very quickly on that, if you know my jiu-jitsu journey, I've had a knee injury going back the last kind of 2-3 years. Very frustrating. Kept trying to come back to jiu-jitsu. Wasn't happening. I get injured in that cycle and couldn't progress. And even looking at the stats, I'm doing jiu-jitsu like 6 or 7 years. And I went from white to purple in about 3.5 years. And then the 3 years since then, I've got one stripe. So I'm still a one stripe purple belt. So that'll just kind of show the frustration of, you know, being held back with injury, chronic pain from the knee issue because I needed the surgery. And it was the 5th or 6th time where the knee weren't during class that my coach had said, Mark, that's it, like, I'm cancelling your membership, like, you know, you need to take a break with it. And I was like, look, no need to tell me, that was the final straw for me, passing the line and not settling and being an idiot. So he actually said then, what about teaching? You know, what about teaching? Look, I know you want to do jiu-jitsu, but you can't, and that's just the way it is for now anyways. And yeah, I had thought about it before, but I'd always said, like, maybe when I'm a black belt, you know, maybe when I know a lot more, maybe when I've other things in my life kind of sorted out and I'm not as busy as I am, etc., etc. But look, fate makes you reconsider things. And when I took that break, then I thought, yeah, maybe this is the time, because I love jiu-jitsu. I can't do it myself. What can I do? I can coach others, because I'm a coach anyway. Like, I love coaching. I love helping people, as you know, and I could bring that into my jiu-jitsu journey a lot earlier than I thought. And then I got the surgery, as you know, at this stage, so I'm actually back. So from no options in jiu-jitsu, now I had 2 options, which is amazing. That's luck. That's why I don't settle. That's why I keep going, just to be able to do things I love and then help others as well, inspire and educate them to do the same. So I'm back at jiu-jitsu 3 weeks myself, and the knee's feeling great. So I'm delighted with that. So grateful just to be able to train hard in what I love. But I started teaching as well. So I'd shadowed one kid's class, but then one of the black belt coaches had said in the group that he couldn't do the morning class all week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I just texted saying, look, I'll do it. You know, and if that's too quick or whatever, no problem. But just, you don't ask, you don't get. So like, yeah, I'll do it. And they're like, cool. So I ended up teaching 3 classes this week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it was class. You know, obviously a new experience. But I'm 5 years coaching now. So all that experience in coaching has helped me so much, obviously, to just transfer that over to actually doing it in jiu-jitsu. But yeah, there was 2 at the class Monday, 2 at the class Wednesday, and 1 at the class Friday. So obviously smaller classes, like 7 a.m. in the morning, still dark at this stage, and easier for me to ease into it just with those few guys. So yeah, it was great. Loved it. You know, that's what I'm saying. Follow the sparks, because you never know the path ahead. Following the sparks is what got me into mobility training, and then ended up being a coach, you know, leaving my old job, and I'm doing the same thing here. So that's what the post is about. You'll never know the path. That we all want certainty. You can't see the path ahead. It's like you're walking through fog. So you need to just take the next step, follow the sparks. Some will die out completely. Cool. Other sparks will turn into flames of passion, of purpose, and even into your career, as I've seen through the mobility coaching. And who knows in the future with jiu-jitsu? Maybe I'll do a few more classes and I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll keep going and end up kind of coaching some morning class consistently. Maybe it'll even go to some stage where I might make some money from it. Like, there's not money in jiu-jitsu, but you know what I mean? It'll turn into maybe a bit of a side avenue as well, a bit of slash career in there. Like, who knows? But it's exciting. And when you think about it, if you actually knew, if I gave you a blueprint now of the rest of your life and exactly what's going to happen, you wouldn't want it. that'd be completely boring. It'd take all the fun out of life. You'd know everything that's going to happen ever. Like, so you don't even want that anyway. So it's just follow the sparks, take the few next steps, and that's how life will unfold. And the last thing I'd said, I love the quote of that ships are safe in the harbour, but it's not what they were built for. So it's the same here with your life. Like, if you never leave the harbour, you never follow the sparks, you never try new things, don't expect a life of passion and purpose. It's not just going to fall in your lap. None of these things fell in my lap. It takes the right attitude, the don't settle attitude, to do the stuff I've done, like leave a job and follow this spark or follow new sparks now. So that's what you need to do. Just follow the sparks and you'll see over time then the path becomes clear only as you walk it. So meant to do like a 30-second intro there. Apologies for that. We went on a little bit of a rant on that, but I think it's very important. So for this episode, how to break through your current limits. This was linking in with stuff I put up on the stories this week. So we're going to talk through this. I only have actually about 10 minutes now, just for different reasons. I said I'm going to stick on the podcast, do every episode till the rest of the year, and that's what I'm going to do, even if I have to do it off the toilet seat one day. Joke, I won't do that. Okay, so two sections here. Why you can't break through your current limits, and then we'll give you the roadmap to break that glass ceiling and see what's possible for you. So why you can't break through the current limits. You don't understand the process of how you learned everything you know now. You actually have done the impossible hundreds of times already, but you don't even know this. And like when I explain this to people, if it's in a coaching session, if it's just on Instagram, and some people, the penny dropped for them, they have that holy shit moment. And that's a big part of what teaching is. Giving people that epiphany that can change the rest of their life. At least to me, that's what it's about. So we'll go through it here quickly. Everything you have done in your life up to now was once impossible for you. Like, just think about that. Humans, when they're born, were completely useless. Like, other species have certain skills when they're born. Humans don't. If we didn't have our mother up to about 7, we'd die. But how have we got to the top of the food chain? It's because our ability to adapt exponentially outstrips any other species. We go from, you know, crawling down to the floor, drooling on yourself, not able to do anything, all the way up to reading, writing, walking, talking, driving cars, building skyscrapers, you know, flying rockets to other planets, all these things. Each one was impossible to us before we did it. So that's why, like, me getting back to jiu-jitsu after all the injuries, me juggling, me doing gymnastics, me doing nearly one-arm chin-ups, all these other things. Like, none, I don't view life the way I used to. I remember being skinny, weak, shy, all these other things. Like, even to me now, if I go back to Mark at 15 and be like, you're going to be speaking your heart out on a podcast and you'll be a coach and all this, my face would just burn. So, like, everything that you've done in your life now, you need to realize that that was once impossible to you. And the baby's the best example. Like, learning how to walk. We don't remember this. Like, I don't remember it, but we know it's happened of... I think it takes, on average, when you Google it, like 6 to 12 months for a baby to learn how to walk. So take your attitude now and put that back to you as a kid. Imagine you were like, oh, you fall over and you're like, oh, someone's watching me. They think I'm a loser. I'm not going to try that again. Or, yeah, because you failed 10 times. You're trying it for 3 months. You still can't do it. You give it the 6 weeks. You give it the 12-week fix. Still not working. Oh, I just can't do this. Other people can do it, but I just can't do it. Do you see what I mean? Like, all the obstacles in your head, like, that you have now, they're in your head. They're coming because you're warped with this mainstream thinking, like, oh, I'll try this thing 6 weeks, 12 weeks. Oh, that doesn't work. Oh, I can't do this. Even though you're literally part of the most adaptable species on the planet and you've done the impossible hundreds of times already. Do you see what I mean? Like, it's just, and I've been there, so I get it. But once you're out the other side, you just run around shaking people when you're hearing these kind of things. And when I dove more into this, realize that all the stuff I'm saying on my stories that you guys like, you know, that you say back to me, chasing the small gains, playing the long game, checking the ego, if you can't do what you want, do what you can, all these type of things. What I realized is I actually just brought back the attitude and approach I had to get progress as a child, and I've brought it into my adult life. That's all I've done. I didn't even realize this at the time, because what do kids do? They play the long game. They're not like, oh, I'll give this 6 week, this walking thing, I'll give it like 6 weeks, or I'll give it 6 months even. What's their attitude without knowing? There is no timeline. Because timelines can just turn into a date when you're ready to accept that you've lost and quit on yourself. So there's no timeline. So it's going to be inevitable in time. Just like I've done with the handstand push-up, one-arm chin-up, and these other things. There is no timelines for me. Because they just limit you. So you didn't have a timeline as a baby. You're playing the long game without even knowing. You're checking the ego because you don't even have an ego. It's not like you fall, then you look up at someone else. Oh, what's he thinking of me? You can't even comprehend that yet. Like the theory of mind, where you finally realize that, like, you're conscious and that person's conscious and they can be judging you. Like, you don't even have that as a child. It's like being embarrassed and worrying what people think of you. That's not even there. So that's why you'll keep going and falling hundreds, thousands of times, and you just keep, you might cry, hurt, get up, but you just do it again. Like, your ego isn't holding you back like it does when you get to a teenager, and it takes over. And then if you learn to manage it in adulthood, you go back to the way you were as a kid. Just, you don't give a fuck. Go do what you want to do. People are going to think what they think, but who cares? So, and as well as that, chasing the small gains. What do they do? That's what they do every day. Trying to walk every single day. They're not settling. They're chasing the small gains. And that's it. Every single day, and then over the 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, all those tiny small gains have added up to what? The big gain. The big gain. The kids walking, doing the impossible. So, like, once you realise that, you've done... And that's just one example. Reading, writing, cycling a bike, driving a car, doing this job, playing that sport. Everything was the same. Nothing happened instantly. So, you know, just so passionate about this because the thing you're trying to do now that you're not able to do, the current limit you're at, oh, I'm trying to do this business, but I can't. I'm trying to improve my mobility, but I can't. I'm trying to get stronger, but I can't. I'm trying to improve my mindset, my confidence, but I can't. You've already been here hundreds of times already, and you've done the impossible. Why is this different? Tell me how this is any different. It's not. You just perceive it or believe it to be different because you don't know that you've overcome the impossible and you've done it many, many times before. So that's, leave the glass ceiling on yourself. It's like, I like using analogies to help people to understand. It's like Big Brother. When you're in the Big Brother house, you have certain rules that you have to follow. But is that life? No. So it's kind of like, you. That's what's going on in your own life. You have these kind of perceived rules on yourself, and you think, oh, this is the way life is. That's just in your mind. You've limited yourself. It's not the way that, I live, or that other people you're looking up to trying to be like are living. And the line I put in there is that, your experiences shape your beliefs, and your beliefs shape your emotions and your actions. So if you can't remember these experiences, your beliefs will be different now because your mind is going to be operating off more recent experiences where you tried things and you failed. Oh, I tried this and someone laughed at me. I tried that and I failed and I felt like shit and I don't want to do it again. Don't want to put myself out there. That's what you're operating off now. So you either need to, we're getting into the second part now, which is how are we going to break this glass ceiling and see what's possible for you? Two ways. Create new experiences or remember these old ones that I've just told you. Because most people have forgotten about them. I did as well. Until, I don't know, I can't remember exactly how I started thinking this way. Probably someone on Instagram or on a podcast. So that's what we need to do. The easiest one, like I said, is just start to recognize what you've already done. Like all the things that you thought that were impossible for you, now they're possible because you've done them. So now, what that gives you is you don't need just blind belief in yourself anymore. You have evidence. You have proof. You know, it's like someone cycling a bike. They fell off, hit their head, and they forgot that memory of cycling the bike. And now, like, you've seen them cycle the bike before, and then they're coming back 6 months later. They try and cycle, they fall off, and like, oh, Mark, like, I'm never going to be able to cycle this bike. Like, it just, you don't get it. Like, it just can't be done. That's literally what's happening here. So we just need to go back, remember all the experiences, or just recognize the fact even that you've done the impossible hundreds of times. This is no different. And then going forward as well, start to create new experiences now that will shape your beliefs, that will then go on and shape your emotions and your actions. And that's what I've done. Like, my first one to break the glass ceiling for me was regaining my physical freedom. That's why it's kind of my life's work in a way and what I'm giving to people. Yeah, because I had so much chronic pain and injury from 15 to 25, just getting worse and worse, going to the best experts. I don't know anything. I'm listening to them. They said they tried to help me, did do all they could, and it's just impossible. There's nothing I can do. I can't come back. Need to retire at 25. And I believed it all. Like, who am I to know anything different? I'm listening to the experts. So once I didn't settle for that, you know the story at this stage. My beliefs changed forever. Because I did the impossible in my adult life, because I didn't remember any of the kids' stuff that I've told you, did the impossible in my adult life, and then my experience changed my beliefs. Like, how would it not? Like, I've literally just been told this is impossible. Took me a year, ironically, like the kid walking thing, took me like a full year, not settling, hundreds of hours of mobility training here on this floor, seeing the small gains in my own body, to getting back to jiu-jitsu better than ever, being called the flexible guy. And I was like, just blew my mind. Like, it shattered my old beliefs, and it gave me new empowering beliefs that, like, you know, kind of the impossible means nothing quote, really. It's just other people projecting their limiting beliefs onto me. And the one on the story is, like, I've done a few mad challenges since then. You know, I've got to elite mobility levels, elite strength levels, but then even, like, untrained barefoot shoe marathon. And on the stories, I showed the rogue bike challenge where I was talking about this kind of stuff Just did a mad road bike challenge where I pushed through so many walls, like four walls, and just went to a place where I could keep going that I didn't think was possible. And that's another experience for me to show me what I can actually do. So I'll finish off then with just the last part on it that I was saying on Instagram, that I don't listen to 99% of people. Like, this is like, you need to just realize this. Most people in life haven't pushed themselves or haven't gained new experiences of doing the impossible in their adult life that gives them new beliefs, that gives them actions to go on and do that kind of stuff. They're the people you're looking at being like, how are they doing this? And I've been there too. I know that. I've been there looking at these guys on Instagram. God, they're so mobile. Why can't I be like that? The kind of victim mindset. It's not going to get you anywhere. So I simply don't listen to like 99% of people because they haven't pushed themselves to levels that I have physically and mentally, and they haven't done the impossible like I have. So their beliefs are going to be different. They limit themselves. That's the world they live in. That's all they know. They literally don't think other things are possible. And that's what they're going to tell me. But I know this now. I know how the brain works, how the mind works, through the mental freedom work. So why would I listen to it? It doesn't make sense. That's what I used to do. Let other people's beliefs limit me. But then once I broke through it, broke through my own glass ceiling with new experiences and realizing the other stuff that I said, I know what's possible now. Why do I need anyone to tell me? Just think about that. Like before with listening to the experts, this is impossible, etc. When I look back, you know, chiropractors who couldn't touch their toes, one looked like Santa Claus, you know, and I'm just like, I listened to him about how to like have a healthy body and stuff, and he was overweight and not mobile, but I'm listening to him thinking he's going to tell me how to get mobile. You know what I mean? It's just, that's why I follow people with results. That's another quote I say that you guys like, follow the results, because it's the best bullshit detector you can have. I wouldn't be here with this podcast saying these things about, you know, getting back your physical freedom, etc., if I hadn't come from A to Z on it. Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be talking about living true to yourself if I didn't quit a Facebook job, saving $2,000 a month to follow a passion where I made a lot less. If, let's say in that 7 years, if I stayed in Facebook, I'd be rich compared to what I am now. So, like, I'm only talking about these things. I've done them. I have the results. I have the experience. I've proof of all the things I'm telling you. And I'm trying to explain to you how I've done that to bring you guys up as well. So that's it. Look, just be careful who you listen to. Most people live within their limits. They'll try to limit you without even knowing. Okay, they haven't broke through the glass ceiling. So how are they going to help you? They're just going to keep you under that glass ceiling. So you need to follow the results, like I'm saying, if it's me or other people. And they'll help you to change the beliefs, create new experiences, and go on up the ladder from there. So we better finish that up now. I hope the YouTube version is still running. It's not enough, or there's not too much space left on the camera. Okay, so on the conclusion yet, look, just to repeat it, you've already done the impossible hundreds of times already. You can do it again if you want. It's your choice as always. You have a lot more control than you think over your body, mindset, and life. So to finish up then, just on the announcement, yes, which I think I said in the last podcast about the membership. So I'm creating a Physical Freedom Program membership. So 5 years in business in November, which is mad, time is flying. But all I've done is one-to-one coaching, because that's what changed my life. That's how you get the best progress. But I want to create a membership now for everyone to be able to access the coaching, like the programs and the education that I give to one-to-one clients, because it's only going to be around 20 to 50 euros. So anyone from like teen up to adult, no matter what your circumstance is, you can get access to this to regain your physical freedom and change your life. So yeah, this week, I was working on a good bit this week in the mornings. Planned out the structure of it. It's going to be split into six sections. There'll be instructions, just so you know how to use the whole thing. But then we'll have Physical Freedom Foundations Education, and then Physical Freedom Foundations Program. So that's where I start every client. From the elderly learning to walk up to, I've had elite athletes aiming for the Olympics. They all start there for that first month, because you just need to learn the basics of how your body works, and also basic mobility movements that even the elite athletes struggled with and couldn't believe it. So then they're stopped being surprised about why they're having chronic pain and injuries when they can't do a basic movement that a baby could do on the floor. Okay, so that's everyone's starting point. And from there, I've branched off to different sport-specific programs. So there'll be ones for like the everyday person. There'll be ones for like the people who go to the gym. Then there'll be ones for like field athletes. So like soccer, hurling, etc. Like where you're running. And runners come into that as well, like marathons, etc. And then you'll have like martial arts. So people do jiu-jitsu, you know, Muay Thai, kickboxing, etc. And then on top of that, I'm going to put everything into this. This is going to kind of be the life's work. Like if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, everything could be captured in here, and someone else could, you know, even run it if it ever came to that. Because I'm going to also put in all my strength and conditioning programs in here too. Because I'm also a strength coach. I don't really, I suppose, talk about that too much, but because that's how my own journey went from overcoming chronic pain. Then I'm like, I want to see how far I can take this. You know, up to handstand push-ups, nearly one-arm chin-ups, up to conditioning levels of guy, you know, from coaches who trained UFC fighters, etc. So I know it all, and I've gone through it all. And that's what I'm putting in here as well. So it's not just going to be to regain physical freedom. I'm probably going to leave the name like that, but it's going to be able to get you from A all the way to Z, or however far you want to take it. If you just want to go from chronic pain and injury, not able to do your sport, back to doing your sport, cool. Or even just, you don't care about sport, you want to get over chronic pain, cool. Or if you want to go there, then start going into learning strength and conditioning, then going into like beast athlete program, that'll be the last one, like reaching your athletic potential. Because that's my journey. I've gone the whole way through, and I've brought a lot of clients the whole way through. Not everyone. Some people are happy somewhere around here, and that's cool. But the program is going to be everything. So that's why I'm so pumped about it. So yeah, I think we'll finish on that. Then for the follow context with the website, documentaries up there. If you're listening to this for the first time, you're like, who is this guy? What is he talking about? Guy who didn't settle. And then, yeah, the email, guydidn'tsettle@gmail.com for any questions or coaching inquiries. And Instagram as well. Instagram DMs are where you'll get me too. I'll be in there every day answering questions. So that's it. Hopefully YouTube's still running. Talk to you next week. Don't settle. Live true to yourself.